will not enforce it. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration says it will not enforce the CDC's mask mandate for airports after a federal judge ruled this afternoon that the CDC went beyond its authority to extend it to early May. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called it disappointing.
The mask mandate should be in place and that it's safer for individuals who are flying to continue to wear masks. So we would say to anyone sitting out there, we'd recommend you wear masks on the airplane.
The CDC has said it needed more time to examine data from the BA2 variant. The Supreme Court has again rejected an emergency appeal from a member of the U.S. military who refused to get a COVID vaccine. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Dunn is an Air Force reservist. His religious objections were rejected by the military, and he was removed from command. Three of the High Court's conservative justices would have granted the request to put his dismissal and any further punishment on hold while the litigation continues. The justices had already rejected a similar appeal from members of the Navy SEALs. The Biden administration now requiring made-in-the-USA materials on federal building projects.
New requirements issued by the Biden administration would ensure federal dollars from the $1 trillion infrastructure law support U.S. steel, iron, and other construction materials. The guidance requires those materials for bridges, highways, water pipes, and broadband be produced in the U.S., though there are waivers in cases where not enough domestic production meets needs or those materials cost too much. The goal, administration officials say, is to issue fewer waivers as U.S. manufacturing capacity increases.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago says it will not criminally charge former police officer Jason Van Dyke, who was convicted of murder in the 2014 shooting of Laquan McDonald. In a news release, the U.S. Attorney's Office says the decision was made after consulting with the McDonald family. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court reveals it will not weigh in on a teacher vaccine dispute.
The Supreme Court is not getting involved in a dispute over New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for public school teachers and other staff. The High Court, without comment, declining to hear the lawsuit filed by four New York City public school employees over a policy in place last fall that says they need to be inoculated. Lower courts had previously allowed the policy to go into effect while litigation continued, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor had also rejected an emergency request that the policy be put on hold. Three of the teachers involved in the case have been fired, and a fourth has taken extended leave. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A man charged with raping and killing a woman in North Carolina nearly 50 years ago has died in a state prison while awaiting trial. Authorities say Larry Joe Scott was in the custody of the State Department of Public Safety due to medical conditions when he died Friday at a prison in Raleigh. A reported problem with some refrigerator doors.
A recall of 150,000 General Electric refrigerators. It was initiated because the appliances have freezer handles that can detach, which poses a fall hazard. The company has received more than 70 reports of the handle coming off, and a few people reportedly suffered serious injuries. The recall refrigerators include six models with French doors and bottom freezers. They were sold at stores like Lowe's, Home Depot, and Best Buy from February 2020 through January of 2022. According to the recall, all known purchasers will be contacted directly by the company. CJ Papa, Fox News.
As the sounder Alex Jones battles defamation lawsuits over comments the Sandy Hook school shooting never happened, InfoWars has filed for bankruptcy protection, putting any civil litigation on hold. The company claims it has assets of $50,000 or less and estimated liabilities of $1 to $10 million. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.